Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
An August enrollment intent survey is now open. On Monday, Assistant Superintendent for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, Clayton Holland, requests help from school district parents to plan for the school year beginning in August through a brief intent to enroll survey, which is now open through Friday, April 16th. District Superintendent John O'Brien explained to KSRM.
We have a survey that will open up today for all students in the school district. To help us prepare for planning the beginning of next school year. Actually, it's a survey for parents about their students. It's a very short survey, and it will ask parents which school their children they plan on having their children attend in the fall. We ask parents to please take a few minutes to complete that district-wide survey so that we can plan and make sure that we have all the right staff and all the right buildings to start the school year for next year.
In a memo from Assistant Superintendent Holland, when the school year begins in August, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District will offer in-person learning in all 42 schools. He states that it's their intent that students and staff not be required to wear masks and other face coverings for the next school year, but also states that they're unable to predict the future. Parents are asked to complete the survey, even if they already have let their school know of their intent to return or enroll. When accessing the survey through the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Forms portal, log in through your existing account, and if you don't have one, you can register for a new account. The U.S. Coast Guard reportedly will enforce mask requirements for fishermen on the job. Lainey Welch reports.
A marine safety bulletin issued by the Coast Guard in late March reminds that they will enforce the requirement that all U.S. fishermen must wear masks while on the job. The Coast Guard interprets the mask requirement to apply to all commercial maritime vessels, and it requires all travelers to wear masks, even those who are vaccinated. Not doing so could mean restricted access to ports and operations, along with civil or criminal penalties. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan at a Comfish forum vowed to get the mask rule repealed.
Now we have another stupid regulation that our fishermen need to wear masks. Senator Murkowski and I have been pressing this relentlessly. I had a call with the Coast Guard Commandant, a call with the White House guy who's supposedly in charge of all the CDC issues. We had a meeting with the head of the CDC. We are trying to explain to them, you know, no offense, but just how stupid this is and how uninformed it is. And really could be a safety issue, not with regard to COVID, but with regard to having to wear a mask when you're out on the deck of a ship in 30-foot waves trying to bring in gear.
The mask rule makes no sense, said Doug Vincent Lang, commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He said he's building support for a repeal with other coastal states.
I'm beginning to talk to some of the other coastal states that have commercial fishing activities, and I think to the extent that we can form some kind of a unified position on this issue across more than Alaska states, I think we stand a better chance in changing it, because really this is a CDC guidance which can be changed depending upon how they get policy direction from the White House. If they hear from both other coastal states in addition to Alaska, they'll probably be more inclined to do it.
Find links for feedback on the masking rule at alaskafishradio.com. From the KSRM Newsroom, I'm Lainey Welch.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.